British theatre director Sir Peter Hall died on Monday. He was 86 years old. Hall ran two of the most important theatres in the UK, the Royal Shakespeare Company and the National Theatre. He directed Waiting for Godot and Amadeus, among dozens of plays, old and new. Jeff London has this appreciation.
He may have ended up the grand old man of British theater, but Sir Peter Hall came from modest beginnings. He was born in 1930 in Suffolk, England. His father was a railway clerk, and his family lived in a house without electricity. Hall was so in love with the theater that during the Blitz, he used his father's railway pass to see productions with actors like Laurence Olivier, as he told the website Web of Stories.
I came to London by myself, aged 14. With the war still on, to go to the theater.
After attending Cambridge University, he began directing plays professionally in London. When Hall was only 25, a producer handed him a script that many other directors had turned down. The play didn't have much of a plot, but it turned out to be one of the most important dramas of the 20th century. Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot.
I read it, and I don't pretend to say that I said to myself, this is the turning point of mid-20th century drama, because I didn't. But I did say this is highly original, beautifully written, very, very funny, and unlike anything I've ever read or experienced. So it's worth a go.
It was a sensation, and overnight Peter Hall became the hottest director in London. He was invited to work at the Shakespeare Memorial Theatre in Stratford-upon-Avon. 2 years later, he was asked to run it. Hall renamed it the Royal Shakespeare Company, or RSC, and theatre critic Matt Wolff says the young director's approach gave the old theatre a vitality and purpose.
What he was saying was not only Shakespeare has relevance now, as opposed to just then, but also that the company ethos is very, very important.
I am by birth a shepherd's daughter, my wit untrained in any kind of art.
Janet Sussman in The Wars of the Roses, one of Hall's biggest hits at the RSC. The RSC is still one of the most important theaters in the world, and Hall did that by hiring actors and directors for not just a single play, but an entire season, kind of theatrical team building. And some of those team members were a young Ian McKellen and Judi Dench. He did much the same at his next post, the National Theatre, but it wasn't easy. Hall continually tussled with the government over funding, even as he turned the National into an artistic powerhouse.
First 6 or 7 years were tough because we were getting something established, again, with great opposition apart from the public. The last years were very satisfying and very happy.
Part of that happiness came from directing and presenting new plays. Throughout his career, Hall worked closely with authors like Harold Pinter and Peter Schaffer, whose play Amadeus, about Mozart, started at the National and became an international sensation.
It seemed to me that I had heard a voice of God, and that it issued from a creature whose voice I had also heard. And it was the voice of an obscene child.
Hall continued directing plays and operas around the world until he retired in 2011. He had 4 wives and 6 children, all 6 of whom work in the theater, including his daughter Rebecca. Sir Peter directed her in several plays towards the end of his career, says critic Matt Wolff.
He got a second lease on life from the entry into the profession of his daughter, Rebecca, who of course has a whole separate career now as a film star.
And that's what Peter Hall did. Build careers and institutions which long outlast him. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.